In British Columbia, in Canada. I'm your DJ Tony. This is Pop Shop Radio. Here are the Temptations. Gonna get ready. For Pop Shop Radio with the Temptations there. 1966, that yielded two big hits for Motown. Number 29 for the Temps in 66. Number 4 for Rare Earth in 1970. Oh, yeah. It's written by Smokey Robinson, by the way. This is Pop Shop Radio. I am your DJ, Tony. We are taking you a trip around the world with great pop music, the grooviest grooves on shortwave. Right now we got Status Quo. Gonna take you to the wild side of life on Pop Shop Radio.
I'm
largely ignored in the United States. So give this group a good listen, you folks down there. That's Status Quo, who have been in the charts for over 60 years. 500 total weeks on the UK album charts. 60 charts hits in the UK. 7.2 million single sales in the UK alone. The Wild Side of Life on Pop Shop Radio.
And the beat goes on.
And it does. Betty Everett there from Greenwood, Mississippi. And the Shoop Shoop song, It's In His Kiss, took it to number six in 1964. This is Pop Shop Radio. I'm your DJ Tony. Oh, we got so much cool stuff for you this week, but it's time for our record number one. Got some Patsy Cline. Here's her first, A Church, A Courtyard, and then Goodbye.
Church, then the altar, where we claimed each other with tears of joy we cried. Our friends wished us luck there forever as we walked from the church side by side.
Shop Radio's record number one this week from Patsy Cline, A Church, A Courtyard, and Goodbye. Recorded in 1955, July 1st. Wow. Just what? 70 years ago. A Church, A Courtyard, and then Goodbye. Better luck with a hit very soon for Miss Cline. Pop Shop Radio, the home of the hits, the misses, and everything in between. Here's Slick, Forever and Ever. A little glammy, a little soft rock, a little bubblegummy. Well, that is Slick, featuring future Ultravox member Midge Ure from Scotland. Number one hit in 1976. This is Pop Shop Radio. I'm your DJ Tony with the home of the hits, the misses, and everything in between.
Continuous music.
We used to walk to buy
Bobby Vinton on Pop Shop Radio. He's from Canonsburg, Pennsylvania, the home to another big star, a guy by the name of Perry Como, of course. And that is Blue on Blue, number four at 1050 Chum in 1963. I'm your DJ, Tony. This is Pop Shop Radio from Hope in British Columbia in Canada. Really?
You're listening to Pop Shop Radio with my sweetie, Tony.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Pop Shop Radio. We got the doggy in the studio. No. Hey, here is a group from Holland called Ferrari. This is Monza. Oh, by the way, want to get a Pop Shop Radio QSL card? Send us a reception report to radiopopshop@gmail.com.
She was so little and she was so kind to me. And when I took her in my arms, she agreed. I led her in my car to take her for a ride. But now she'll always stay with me, side by side.
Group called Ferrari Monza from 1976 on Pop Shop Radio. I'm your DJ Tony. Cool stuff coming up like this.
Remember, you heard it. Probably that's to it.
Well, we sort of did.
Time ago.
Oh,
now's
yeah.
Your chance to relive it with living
in full color, too. Yeah, right. Sure. Well, it's time for some Huggy Bear Kissy Face stuff. From one of the biggest selling artists of all time in Germany and around the world, here's the James Last Band, the Seduction Love Theme on Pop Shop Radio.
Thank you.
James Last, who has sold over 200 million records worldwide in his lifetime, 80 million by 1973, 200 gold records, 14 platinum records in Germany alone. Wow. Take that, Spotify streams. This is Pop Shop Radio. We got the Turtles right now. It ain't me, babe.
Go away from my window. Leave at your own chosen speed. I'm not the one you want, babe. I'm not the one you need. You say
the Turtles on Pop Shop Radio. Their debut single as the Turtles on White Whale Records. It Ain't Me, Babe, written by Bob Dylan, because they like absolutely love Bob Dylan. So they took that one to number three in the Canadian charts in 1965.
Dig this!
Because we love the 45 RPM record, well, we encourage you to get up and do the 45 with the Sharpie. Doing the 45 1960s soul group, the Sharpies from St. Louis, Missouri. Benny Sharp, Herbert Reeves, Horace O'Toole, Stacy Johnson, and Guy Vernon. Well, they only managed to take it to 117 in Billboard's Hot 100. Bubbled under, but we like it. You're listening to Pop Shop Radio from the town of Hope in British Columbia in Canada. We're heard on great radio stations like WRMI in Okeechobee, USA. For our Pop Shop Radio QSL card, send us a reception report to radiopopshop@gmail.com. Follow us on the web at www.popshopradio.ca or find us on Blue Sky at Pop Shop Radio. Stay tuned, boys and girls, for a shortwave radiogram coming up at the end of this show.
The place for modulated amplitude, Pop Shop Radio, shortwave.
Kicking off your second half hour of modulated amplitude on Pop Shop Radio. Here's Petula Clark. It's a sign of the time. Started her singing career back in the late 1940s. Petula Clark, big hit maker then around the world in the 1960s, singing not only in English but in French and a whole bunch of other languages. A sign of the times. This is Pop Shop Radio. Want to get a Pop Shop Radio QSL card? Send us a reception report to radiopopshop@gmail.com. We'll get one right out to you. Here is Jim Gilstrap. I'm on fire. well, better known as a big hit version by a group called 5,000 Volts. I'm on Fire by Jim Gilstrap. He'd have to wait for a hit a year later. That is his version of I'm on Fire, 1975. Yeah. We're filling your ear holes with lots and lots of kilowatts from the town of Hope in British Columbia, in Canada, of course.
I'm Poppy, the Pop Shop Radio Intrepid Record Librarian, and this is Poppy's Pick of the Week.
Oh, that is Poppy's Pick of the Week, because Tchaikovsky rocks, of course, Swan Lake, or thank you, Cougars from Bristol, England, Saturday night at the Duck Pond, which went to number 33 in the UK, in spite of the fact that the BBC banned it as being a travesty of a major classical work. Yeah, all right, guys. Okay. You haven't heard some of the stuff that's out now. Y ahora en Pop Shop Radio desde España, esta es Los Brincos, Los Alegres Chicas de San Diego.
Mrs. Kelly, even
para mis amigos en España y Uruguay y todo el mundo latinoamericano. Los Brincos son una banda española de música rock fundada en 1963 en Madrid. En su tiempo fueron conocidos como los Beatles Española. That is Los Brincos from Spain. The Happy Girls of San Diego, Los Alegres Chicas de San Diego on Pop Shop Radio.
Come together.
Oh, we are filling your holes with lots and lots of kilowatts on Pop Shop Radio. We are so glad you are along with us this week, because we just got so much good stuff, like this one from Bobby Goldsboro, Blue Autumn.
Blue Autumn, falling leaves in red and gold, pretty colors I'm told, but I see only shades of blue, because I'm losing you. Blue autumn, there's a rainbow in the sky, but no matter how I try, I still see only shades of blue, because I'm losing you. Such pretty colors, I am told, they're for all to see, but falling leaves of red and gold have all like yours I'll never know. Other girls may come and go, but I'll see only shame.
Well, that is a big hit record here in Canada for Bobby Goldsboro before his biggest hit record, which was of course called Honey. He took this one to number 20 at 1050 Chum in Toronto, Ontario, back in 1966, and it is called Blue Autumn. It is time for Pop Shop Radio's Twin Spin Double Play, and speaking of 1050 Chum, we're featuring a 1050 Chum personality this week.
I used to have these Argyle socks. I kept a box in the loom of my room to my girl named Cheryl. Said, "You're a squarehead. Argyle socks are out, boy." Well, she only said it once, cause I'm no dunce, and I popped a karate chop right on top of her swan-like neck. And she said, "Heck, you wrecked my swan-like neck with a karate chop on top of her." Oh boy, she began to cry, she wanted to die. So said I, "There's nothing worse than moldy pie. Your lunch pail, you're in jail, for stealing ginger ale off Jerry Vale. She got in the mail from a frail at Yale, who's gonna fail, cause she dropped a grail in third rail on the Santa Fe Trail, hailed on an old nail and assailed by a snail who was old. People used to stop me, say, "Hey boy, don't you know you've banned us really bad?" And I get mad and shake my head till they get some tools. And then one day this doll says, "Baby, maybe you need a new shampoo. This man is true, your top's some off the sloppy residue." That's so like a clown, I went downtown. Saw this guy in a white drugstore gown with a frown. I bought this hot new foamy stuff, strong enough to kill dendrup. But I can't use my comb, little covered with foam. It's all around my home, and it's not fair, cause the dandruff's gone, and so is my hair. Bear, scared chair, where's there, have a pair. How is your bird? my harmonic.
Well,
that
is the top half of our Pop Shop Radio Twin Spin Double Play. Saluting Gary Ferrier, who was a DJ at 1050 Jump back in the 1960s over there in Toronto, Ontario. We're going to play both sides of his single, which he recorded as Race Marbles doing his best Bob Dylan imitation. That's called Like a Dribbling Fram.
Twin Spin now!
Well, the B-side was kind of nicer. This is called Someday.
Someday, someday, the cannons will be silent and man will not be violent anymore. Someday, someday, the drummer will stop drumming and the land will be lovely as before. Someday, someday, the hate will cease to shake us and a brother will not make us go to war. Someday, someday, the gunners will stop gunning and the land will be lovely as before. Someday, someday, the hungry will have plenty and the table won't be empty anymore. Someday, someday, the dove will stay above thee and the land will be lovely as before. To be much more. Someday, someday, the breakers will be makers and the land will be lovely as before. Someday, someday, a little child will cry and ask the huntsman reason why he must kill more. Someday, someday, the man will understand.
Well, our twins been double play this week, both sides of a single recorded by 1050 Chum DJ Gary Ferrier, using the name Race Marbles. We started out with Like a Dribbling Fram, his Bob Dylan imitation, and then a slightly nicer song called Someday from Race Marbles. This is Pop Shop Radio. We've got McGuinn, Clark, and Hillman right now. Don't you write her off.
See?
Roger McGuinn, Gene Clark, and Chris Hillman, all former members of the Byrds, coming together in a thick flock there as a group called McGuinn, Clark, and Hillman, 1979. Number 33 record called Don't You Write Her Off. I'm your DJ Tony. This is Pop Shop Radio. Boys and girls, we want you to get your equipment ready because we've got a shortwave radiogram coming up at the end of this show. Oh, it's going to be a goodie. So be ready because, we like it. Yeah, MFSK 3064 probably. But right now we're going to close out with Modern Talking. This is Give Me Peace on Earth on Pop Shop Radio. Closing out this week's Pop Shop Radio with Modern Talking from Germany, 1986. Give Me Peace on Earth. What better way to close out this week's show and wish all of our listeners peace and love. We'll see you next week, boys and girls. Shortwave Radiogram in 3, 2, 1. Thank you.
For a Pop Shop Radio QSL, send your reception reports to radiopopshop@gmail.com. That's radiopopshop@gmail.com. RadioPopShop. Pop Shop Radio was made in the town of Hope in Supernatural, British Columbia in Canada, and is an Under the Linoleum production, sending peace and love to all people and all nations.